What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we're doing a special episode today about dating during quarantine, which is highly requested. I think people are needing to know what to do right now during this weird
Yes. time. Our patrons voted for this episode. So, you know, if you join Patreon, you get a chance to basically pick an episode topic for us every single month. And we heard you loud and clear on this one.
Yes. Absolutely. And we have some quotables. Who wants to read those?
I'll read it. This is from the New York Board of Health in its guidelines on sex in the time of coronavirus. You are your safest sex partner. I would just like to point out this quote is true even when it's not a pandemic.
Yes.
You are always your safest sex partner. Let's just get that out of the way. And then this other quotable was submitted by a helpster, which I love. And
it's such a mic drop quote. I love it so much.
So good. It says, once you know your worth, you'll stop giving people discounts.
Oh, shit. I just throw my laptop. I love that quote so much.
Oh my gosh. Good. It's so good.
If that doesn't like just bring out your inner Beyonce, I don't know what will, but it is.
That's fucking great. And that was all, submitted by one of our patrons, I believe. So you can join Patreon to submit quotables that might make it on the show. Oh, you know what quote this reminds me of that I think I saw on Instagram back in the day that really just made me all just rock hard was like, wake up, beauty, it's time to beast. Oh, I fucking love that one. And it stuck in my head. So wow, isn't it so good?
That's such a magnet quote.
It's more, I think that resonates with you, Del.
That's a pillow.
I love that one though, because I was like, oh yeah, you know, I like wordplay, and it's obviously Beauty and the Beast, fucking play on words, that'll get me every time.
Love it.
Fun city.
Anyway,
fun city. Hilarious.
Fun city. Anyway,
do you want to hit us with some stats, Delaney?
Oh, I mean, I would love to, Taylor Tomlinson. Thank you so much for asking. So here we go, guys. Bumble reports a 21% increase in messages sent in Seattle, 23% increase in New York City, and 26% increase in San Francisco since March 12th, a day after the World Health Organization labeled the coronavirus a global pandemic. You guys, online dating is alive and well. even though the world is not
thriving. Some
really. The use of in-app video chatting on Bumble, a feature many users didn't even know existed before the coronavirus spread, increased 93% across the country between March 13th, the day Donald Trump declared a national emergency, and March 27th, with in-app calls and video chats averaging 29 minutes. Hinge, similarly, saw a 30% increase in messaging on the app in March compared to February, and has responded by launching an in-app date from home feature that, if both users agree, launches a video chat or phone call. Oh, I love hearing this stuff because, you guys, before I met my wonderful almost husband guy, I was an online dater. I fucking crushed online dating. I've talked about it on this show, you know. Like, I used to set them up as interviews. I like back to back, you know, I was really, really working hard interviewing people for the position of my boyfriend. And I gotta be honest, if I was single, this is what I'd be doing with my free time right now. I would be on all the apps, video chatting people and like trying to make those connections. But what's so cool about this is like the people who normally probably would have been uncomfortable with online dating are probably giving this a go right now. Mm. So I do think you're more likely to meet people this way right now, like especially the ones that are going to be like that new fresh meat that might not have signed up before. Like, I really do think, why the fuck not? What do you have to lose?
That's such a good point. I didn't think about that. People who maybe previously thought like, no, I'm looking for something serious and dating apps don't feel serious to me, even though we know this is how most people meet now. There are definitely people like that who I'm sure are getting on now because it's your only option. Yes. Ooh, I bet the pickings are much less slim.
Dude, absolutely. Yeah. Now is the time to be an online dater, you guys. Like, look, I'll never get to experience this again. So just do it for me, okay?
Yeah.
Like, Delaney, if you're doing it for anybody, do it.
Seriously. And if this lasts too long, open up your relationship in quarantine to Hinge video dates.
There you go.
With other people. The safest open relationship you could be in, for sure. I love that. I didn't realize that dating apps had that, where now you don't even have to give. So you don't have to give someone your phone number in order to video chat with them. You can do it within the app. That's amazing.
Yeah, of course.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, no, it's the best. Of course, you know, if you're connecting, I always dish out my phone number. But that's your choice. You know what I mean?
You also show your tits to strangers. So, I mean,
yeah, that's, you know.
What's your phone number to, you know, it's nothing.
God, Cam's really calmed me down quite a bit, huh? Oh, man.
Okay, so new social norms. COVID-19 has upended our social and economic norms. Cohabitating couples or roommates are adapting to sharing a workspace at home. Parents are juggling work and teaching their children math while schools are closed. Adults are prevented from visiting their elderly parents or relatives, even on their deathbeds, for fear of spreading the virus. And what about those millennials and Gen Zers living at home in the big or not so big city?
Oh, living alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Online apps gave millennials and Gen Zers a freedom to manage their romantic lives that previous generations lacked. Swiping left or right, ghosting Mr. Wrong, late night booty calls. But with COVID-19 and quarantine, freedom has curtailed. Both loneliness and financial anxieties are now on the forefront of most people's minds. Loneliness and a lack of touch can have negative impacts on people's lives. Berkeley sociologist Dacher? Is that what you guys think that name is?
Dacher Keltner,
studying the impact of touch, worries about the long-term impact of social distancing on singles living alone. Studies have shown that extreme loneliness is associated with increased inflammation in a person's immune system.
Whoa. That's why we kept getting sick on the road.
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
I didn't know that. That's so interesting.
I know that you don't like doing merch lines, Tay, but like I love a good merch line. And as long as people aren't creepy, like, I feel so good to hug people after a show because I'm lonely and I just want to be like, oh, thank you for coming to the show. I love a good helpster hug.
Yeah. Oh, helpsters are different. I mean, there's such a difference between like somebody's dad who didn't want to come to the show because they thought you would suck, but oh, actually you were pretty good putting their hand on your lower back. Then like, I mean, a helpster coming up to you is like, that's like seeing a friend. That's catching up with somebody. Yeah, it's so nice. That's why when like the host at a show or like a waitress or somebody comes back to the green room and goes, there's a girl outside who told me to tell you that she's a helpster and that you knew what that meant. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll be right out. I got
it. I'm on it.
They probably think I'm getting drugs from people or something.
She's a helpster.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I just feel, I mean, I bet, and obviously this is like a dating and quarantine episode, but I also think that I'm sure like those like Friendster app type of things where you're like finding new friends to connect with and all that. I'm sure that's blowing up too. You know, like just people that, you know, you obviously need connection. You cannot just like be alone. And obviously if you can't touch people right now, like having a nice video chat with somebody, like it does make a huge difference. I mean, just seeing you guys like this, you know, over video makes me feel like I have some kind of connection and normalcy, you know?
Yeah. Totally. I mean, I've done so many podcasts and interviews over Zoom, and I feel like all of them have gone longer than they normally would have because we're all just like, new person. This is fun.
New person. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's like, great. What are we supposed to do about the, you know, physical touch thing? Like obviously physical touch is a huge, is huge for, you know, mental and physical health. It's like, are we supposed to be giving ourselves massages right now? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, are we supposed, maybe we need to like start touching ourselves more right now. I mean, in every sense of the word,
I
like
would
really
up the masturbation. I mean,
for
real. Yes. Like it's free. That was like one of my like earliest jokes was that I just like didn't understand why people didn't masturbate like every day, like especially women, because it's just like, it's like a built-in slot machine and it's like you win the jackpot every time and you don't have to pay to play. Like why wouldn't you just like feel good every day? Like I didn't understand.
1,000%.
But especially like right now, it's like, if, I mean, as long as you're in the mood, don't like force yourself to, but it does make you happier for whatever length of time you're going to be doing it.
Touch yourself in every way right now. I mean, if you can't have somebody else touch you or you can't touch somebody else right now, I mean, like, I'm just like massaging my legs right now. I'm like, yeah, it feels nice.
Yeah. Even if you do, even if you aren't quarantined alone, even if you are like, you have a partner or roommate, whatever, touch yourself. Like, again, there's no fucking limit. Just do it.
There's no limit. You're not going to get cut off.
Oh man. And you know what? I bet there's some real hot sessions going on with like video chat sex right now. You know what I mean? Like
totally.
I bet there's some freaking nice times happening virtually where you feel like you're getting touched by somebody because they're just on the other end saying sexy things to you.
And honestly, just enjoy that. I mean, I don't know. Have you guys ever like gotten in a new relationship and there's that beginning part that's like so hot where you haven't done anything yet, but it's coming. And then as soon as you start doing stuff after a while, you're like, oh, I kind of miss when we didn't do anything yet. Oh, like, and it was just like the buildup's the best. You guys revel in the buildup right now.
I know.
Stretch it out.
Yeah. You can never get it back. You can't get it back. And I really do think people are going to be forced to like create real connections right now because you can't see that person or, you know, you're not supposed to, or if you do, you're not supposed to be touching. So like, if we are able to meet up and like, still like, you know, walk 10 feet away from each other, you're going to just like be creating like an actual real, you know, connection with somebody.
Can I give my, like what I would have said in my segment at the end, but right now is like a show recommendation. Watch Too Hot to Handle on Netflix.
Oh, I know.
What is that?
Okay. It's trash. Like it's such trashy reality TV, but oh my God, it's so fun. And it's ironic because the premise is so similar to what's happening in quarantine where they put like 10 hot singles on an island and they get there and they don't realize what the rules are. They think that they're just going to like be able to meet people and fuck a bunch of hot people. And then they tell you like after a couple hours of being there that you are not allowed to have any physical contact.
Yeah.
Especially not sex, but like you can't kiss.
What?
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
Or else you lose money. Like there's like prize money. And anytime somebody fucks up and kisses somebody, like the whole group loses money.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. So you're on teams?
No, you're all in it. They don't specify at the beginning. They tell you later, like if it's going to be one person that gets all the money or if it's going to be split amongst everybody. Right. But either way, you're starting with $100,000, and anytime somebody fucks up, the money goes down.
Like you thousands of dollars.
Okay.
You get penalized, but, like more literally. For like if you have sex.
I have so many questions.
Love it. But it's so interesting because, Delaney, what you're talking about, where it makes you foster a deeper bond.
Yeah.
Because you're not just slamming right into genitals.
Right.
It's just going to, like, you have to have a conversation. And these people in particular on the show are kind of known for, like, being big online daters where they just hook up with people. It's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Okay. My other question. So when people, if someone like kisses somebody, they don't get like airlifted off the island. They're still in the game.
They lose like $3,000 they lose it for the whole group. So everybody's
the whole group's pissed. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's honestly like, it's so good. Dude. They take all these people they're just like hookup people. They don't really have like strong, you know, serious relationships from their past. But I also liked Love is Blind too for that reason. Like that show was nuts because you can't even see the person. You're literally just having a conversation and like falling in love with their, you know, their soul before you even see them.
Right.
People are getting engaged on Love is Blind before they even see face to face what the partner looks like.
See, I don't buy that though. That's not real engagement because they could just stop being engaged.
Some people are still together.
Really?
Some people are still like married and together. Yeah. Okay. Or at least together. One, I think one is still like married going strong, but oh my God, it's so funny, Kelsey, this was going to be like my good shit at the end too. Like Cam and I are binging Love is Blind, Too Hot to Handle. Now we're on Love Island and we're like, what? I have never been like a trashy TV show watcher. I just kind of get bored with this stuff, but dude, I am so fucking hooked in and sucked in right now.
It
is bringing me so much joy to watch this type of stuff. It really is.
I used to judge people so harshly for watching shit like that. I was like, oh my God, it's so staged and stupid. Everybody on there is an idiot. And like, it's just such a fun escape from reality where you're just like, let's just watch these beautiful idiots fuck or try not to fuck. I don't care. I just want to watch it. It's just so fun.
You feel like the people on Too Hot to Handle are being authentic? Like, does it not feel as staged? Because, like, when I watch The Bachelor, the few times I have, I'm like, this is the fakest thing I've ever seen. And that's what takes me out of it.
I mean, there's parts where you can see, like, maybe there's a little bit of staging. But I do think it's people making their own decisions of who they want to pair up with or not pair up with. But it's fun to, like, watch it with a partner and be like, okay, like, if you could fuck one of the girls, who would you want to fuck? And like, okay, who's the hottest guy to you? And then like, it's just all trash. You feel trashy watching it, but it's just so fun.
That is so fun.
Cam and I check in with each other like every 5 episodes. Like, has your top guy or girl changed? No, since 5 episodes.
That is so funny.
It's fucking great. I love it. Anything that gets you through the day right now, fucking do it.
Dude, I'm going to check that too.
It's a blast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We went and got more alcohol and Sam's been like making like more fun drinks.
Yeah.
And I've been like, I'll like take a sip each time. And like, sometimes I smell it and I'm like, this is poison. and then other times I'm like, okay, I get this one. So we'll see. At the end of this, I might be an alcoholic. But I'm
finally, I've been waiting. Where have you been? God.
It's just another thing to use in moderation. But even I was like, I mean, he hadn't even had like a drink for like the first month. And I was like, after I got high, I was like, do you want to make a drink? Like, do you want to? Yeah. He's like, did you ever think you'd be encouraging me to drink? And I was like, I want you to do whatever helps right now. Because I'm going to do whatever helps. Exactly. Like, this is a whole new world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how quarantine social norms could actually benefit your love life. Humans are social animals. So even in times of crisis, dating and love carry on. Everyone is stuck at home with plenty of time to chat in dating apps. Even people resistant to dating online are pushed by the quarantine effect to give it a try. Just like Delaney was saying. Also, Delaney treated it like a job. If you are unemployed, treat online dating like your full-time job.
Clock in,
when
baby.
Are you ever going to have this time to like devote to finding a partner? When?
Yes. Find your soulmate for the next pandemic. With health concerns causing limitations on the carnal aspects of love, people are focusing on developing the other parts of a relationship. Biological anthropologist Helen Fisher argues, everybody thinks this is a bad time for dating. I think this is an extremely good time for dating. Mm-hmm. Sex is off the table, so you actually have to sit down and really get to know someone, because the most important thing to look for in a partner is having a good conversation.
Yes.
This is so true.
Very
yes.
true. As much so as I good. Resent the church for instilling in me such a deep sense of guilt and shame around sex, they weren't wrong about it. Putting off sex helps you get to know a person.
That's true.
So, yeah, that's you know, true. There's a degree of that. I mean, you know, you don't gotta wait till you're married, but
right.
First month, 6 weeks of just talking.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a different foundation.
That's not even that. 6 weeks of just talking is not even that long, truly.
No.
Like,
it feels like it is ages good. It is when you're saying.
Right.
Huh?
That used to feel like a very long time when I was dating. I'd be like, all right, let's get this going. I'm a fan of getting to know them and their bodies simultaneously.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But I totally
understand. Everyone's different. Yeah.
Totally understand. Yeah. You will be forced to, like, you know, actually get to know the person, where, you know, it can take a little bit longer if you throw sex into the mix, I think.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's like, oh, go ahead, Kelsey.
No, you go.
No, you go.
Okay.
I just say how polite we are.
We are so polite.
We really are.
I think, yeah, that's it. Just playing devil's advocate for a second. It is scary though, too, to think about like getting to know somebody. Say you get to know somebody for like 3 months and you're like, oh my God, I love their soul. We connect so well.
Yeah.
And then you get in bed and you're like, absolutely not.
Yeah. Right. That's
this is no sexual chemistry, not into it, not feeling it, then it's like, well, then what the fuck do you do then? That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, that happens too. I have a friend who dated a guy for like years, and they're still like, I mean, that was nice. They're still like best friends. Like, they're like family members at this point, but she just like wasn't attracted to him physically, but like—
But they were together?
Loved him. Yeah, they were together for like years. And she was just like, that part just didn't click for me, and it sucks because he's like my soulmate in every other way. So it does happen. Yeah. But you know, I think that even if that did happen, where you fell in love with somebody's soul and then physically it just didn't, you weren't compatible, and no matter how much you communicated or tried, the physical chemistry just wasn't there when you were finally able to be physical, then you have a hopefully like a really good friend.
Yeah.
You That's know, true. Like maybe after some time has passed, or, you know, hopefully,
no.
hopefully both of you feel that way, that you're both like, oh,
not
this doesn't
if you quite. Dump in them because they don't do it for you in the bedroom.
I know.
They don't want to be your friend.
But maybe both of you feel that way. Maybe both of That's you true. Are like, oh, this That's doesn't, true. You know.
Yeah.
If and it's also mutual, for sure.
I feel like sometimes also like the very first time you have sex with somebody isn't always like indicative of what the chemistry is, because like a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
but
if
you give it a few whirls and it's not really clicking, then you know
anxiety.
A friend of mine asked me that before COVID, who she was dating, and this was back when everything was normal, and she was dating some guy where like at first it wasn't great, and I was like, I feel like that's usually even if it's good, it always gets better, you know what
sure,
I mean?
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, definitely. The first time you fuck, I feel like that's pretty rare that would be the best time that you fuck.
Yeah.
You're only going to keep getting to know them more and like figuring out what they like, and then you telling them what you like can only go up.
Yeah.
Literally.
How fun. What a fun episode.
I'm sorry. We have Zoom now, so I do visual things. Okay.
I love it.
Now it's time for, ideas for digital dates.
This is so cute.
Juicy. Times are strange for romance, obviously, but before you move in with the guy or girl you just met on Bumble, here are some creative virtual dates you can go on while maintaining a safe social distance. Tour a museum online. That is so freaking cute.
That's so cute.
Oh, the Los Angeles Getty Museum has an online tour of Renaissance food and drink. The Louvre offers views of the Galerie d'Apollon with its high vaulted and painted ceilings. The Smithsonian's Natural History Museum has a digital guided walkthrough. The National Women's History Museum has an online NASA exhibit. Oh my, I just want to do this for myself. Me and Cam need to do these things. This is awesome.
This is so awesome.
Host a virtual game night. Try Jackbox TV for fun virtual drawing and trivia games. You'll learn about your date and hopefully see their silly side. What? Oh my God. I'm excited to have all new date nights with Cam going forward. This is great.
This is so great.
Oh my gosh. There are also many board games that are going virtual. How about a rousing game of whodunit with Clue Online?
Oh
yes. Ask each other the deep questions. Try asking each other the 36 questions that lead to love, outlined in psychologist Arthur Aaron's 1997 practical methodology aimed at creating closeness. Here are a few sample questions. Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you are going to say? Why? If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know? If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone? Why haven't you told them yet? These are good questions, dude. Did I tell you that this is basically what Cam and I have been doing for date nights in quarantine? We find like those lists of questions to ask your partner online, and we just like sit down with a drink and ask each other these questions. It is very fun. And it's like, even though we've been together like 3.5 years, we still like find out new things about each other. It's like, it's a nice way to like create like some novelty, even if you've been with somebody for a long time.
That's really fun.
Oh my God. Those were hot tips, man.
Those are super hot tips. My sisters and I have like a standing Zoom date now on Sunday nights where the four of us are going to see each other Sunday nights at like 8 o'clock. And youngest sister did that the last week that we Zoomed. She hopped on and like before anybody even had time to be like, how are we? She was like, okay, here's the card game. And she'd already been playing it with her boyfriend. And they just have all these great questions. And so she would hold it up to the screen and go, okay, it's your turn, Tay. And then I would read it. And then everybody else would answer. Like they were like questions about you. So like one was like, how dirty do you think my car is on a scale from 1 to 10?
Oh, okay.
And everybody's like 7. And I was like, fuck you. but there are so many games like that. And it's so fun.
Yeah.
That is 36 great.
Questions that lead to love. I'm going to look that up right now. Yes. I love
you
that.
Guys. Can we please have an episode where we just ask each other these types of questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, just a quarantine wet dream episode where we are just, that sounds so fun.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You should have a date night episode with each
yes,
other.
Yes, please.
Oh, yes. Please. I am so down. I'm so down.
We'll make fun drinks.
Yes, I love that idea. Let's please do that. 100%.
I'm excited.
So down. We have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Pretty Little Alternative. Says, just want to say thanks. Hey, ladies, just wanted to take a moment to say thank you guys for keeping me informed and entertained. Thank you for keeping the podcast going through this pandemic. I love to hear from you guys each week. Your laughter is contagious and your material and sense of humor is refreshing. Keep it up. Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Do you know whose podcast? Do you know whose podcast I just did? This is so random.
Who?
Did you ever watch Pretty Little Liars? It was a huge show.
I know of it, but I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I didn't either.
Do you know who the blind girl on that was? I think she ended up being the villain of the show.
Cam would know.
Okay, well, tell him I did Jenna's podcast. She just watched my special and hit me up on Instagram.
How fun.
And during the at the end of the podcast, she was like, oh yeah, I played on Pretty. And I was like, oh no, I know. I've seen it. That show was so fun. Like, I only watched, I think, the first season. I think it went for a really long time to the point where I think they like recast the whole thing maybe. But I watched the first season however long ago that was. It must have been when I was in high school or something. And it was really fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
So
I love
that. Awesome.
Another example of how accessible everyone is right now.
Oh, absolutely. Seriously. Like, yeah, reach out to those people that you're normally afraid to right now because you know where they're at.
Yeah.
They're at home. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, you guys already did the good recommendation segment. But do we have other ones?
Yeah. That was my segment. So
that was your segment.
Yeah.
Do you have anything, Taylor?
Let me try to think of something that isn't this green screen. I mean, this green screen has brought me so much light and love. Yeah, I mean, I think there was a tweet that Julia Rossi tweeted today that I posted in my story that I really related to and made me feel better. I will say that I love the internet so much right now because days that I feel super alone and sad, there is always a tweet or a video or something where somebody says exactly how I'm feeling and it makes me feel so much better. Mm, so I posted this tweet to my story. But she said, so how's everyone doing with waking up one day full of energy and hope, then waking up the next day drained and depressed, then waking up the next day full of energy and hope, then waking up the next day drained and depressed, then waking up the next day full of energy and hope. And like, God damn, am I feeling that so hard. I had such a rough day yesterday. And some days are just like that. And then like today I woke up and I was like, ooh, I'm going to put on lipstick. Like it has been so up and down and so difficult. And I just want to say anybody who is dealing with that right now, I'm curious to know how you guys are handling it too. If you guys are just like distracting yourselves in those moments. Obviously I think it depends, how severe your anxiety and depression is at the time. I mean, last night was probably the worst mine's been, this whole time. And you know, you kind of use everything at your disposal. Like I definitely took some edibles, but those took a while to kick in and like took a Klonopin. And before that, you know, I went for a drive and just listened to music, which kind of helped in a way that I haven't done that yet. I mean, you just have to be so much more creative finding ways to take care of yourself right now. I mean, when you guys have had days where you just wake up feeling really heavy and low, how are you coping with that on those days? And in what order?
Getting outside is like an immediate mood changer for me to go on a walk. I think that helps a ton. Mm-hmm. I was feeling more up and down, like the way you're describing, Tay, that like one day is great, one day is bad. I was feeling more like that when I hadn't really established a new adjusted quarantine routine.
Mm-hmm.
For myself. And now that I've kind of gotten myself into a groove of like, okay, this is what like day to day is right now. I've made adjustments and I feel a lot more leveled out. It doesn't mean that like I don't still have days of feeling depressed or anxious during all of this, but it's a little bit more like I'm hoping that my adjustment period is mostly set in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I think for me, it's just kind of checking in to be like, okay, what do I actually want to do right now? What do I think I should be doing? And I think it's just like, if I'm feeling shitty, I'd be like, look, I know that I have X, Y, and Z to do for like my businesses and stuff or whatever it might be, but I really just want to go for a 2-hour walk. Like I was saying, I've been going on walks like 3 times a day and like making that a priority where it's like, no, I just really need to take the rest of the day off instead of working on that new project and binge watch a TV show. Like, I think it's just really like, nope, I'm not pushing. I'm really trying not to push myself into doing more than the just like the minimum right now. It's like, I usually am somebody who's like, feels like a high performer in everything and like, you know, wants to, you know, do more and whatever. But, now I'm like, you know what are the only things that need to happen for me to pay my bills?
Yeah.
And everything else is needs to be free time.
I think that's great. I have another, set of tweets that I want to read through because I think they were helpful and then we can wrap it up. Of course. This is from Alexis Rockley. Somebody posted, her tweets onto their Instagram. And it says, let me be clear, those all over the place feelings you've been having, they are symptoms of stress, not personal failures of yours. Do you feel flaky and inconsistent? That's because your brain doesn't know what news to brace for next or what the next month. Are you feeling creatively blocked? That's because your brain has temporarily diverted all its creativity, aka ability to solve novel problems, into how do I avoid dying while in a narrowed, slow burn, fight or flight state? Suddenly don't give a fuck about future-based goals, projects, or dreams like you used to. That's because your brain knows being short-sighted is a safer way to cope right now. Are you tired easily? That's because your brain is burning your energy 10 times faster than usual. Can't seem to focus? That's because your brain has temporarily shut down some functionality in your prefrontal cortex, the part that juggles complex tasks and planning due to the stress response. Your plans, creativity, energy, focus, and motivation are on a yo-yo right now because your brain believes you need to be extremely adaptive. You will not be on this roller coaster forever. Be patient with your brain. Sincerely, a positive psychology certified coach plus fellow human. That's on Upworthy. It looks like they put it up there too. I think all that is very important to remember right now, to be easy on yourself. And like, yeah, everything's a lot harder right now.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, that was really good, Taylor.
That's my good shit.
Yeah, it is really good shit. Yeah, it's like weird, like just by just being inside and just hanging out, you're burning so much energy because of what's going on. And like all the racing thoughts and stuff we're all having right now. It's kind of, I mean, what I shared on Patreon recently about myself that I, you know, I'm kind of trying to dig into with like therapy and stuff. I don't know. It's really hard to judge right now if I'm feeling certain ways because of what's going on or if it's part of like this pre-existing type kind of like condition or whatever. And so for me, I'm having a hard time like, well, I kind of need to see how I feel after this in a way, because I can't really judge what I'm feeling because I don't know what's just me and what's, you know, being, you know, the pandemic basically and how that's affecting me. So I'm sure a lot of people are probably struggling to decipher what's what in that respect too right now.
Totally.
And then just to add, like, you guys, I just think if I'm sure all of us know essential workers right now. You know, people working at grocery stores, nurses, doctors, police officers, whoever it might be. And I just wanted to take a moment, like, I think let's just like reach out to one of them today, you know, and, or send them something, like send them an e-card or a gift card or just, you know, a text or a phone call. I just think we should be flooding those people with like love and positivity and all that. I have a phone call scheduled with one of my really close friends, who's a nurse, this evening. And like, I just think that's super important to do right now.
Yeah. Agreed.
Totally agree. We love you guys so much. Thank you for being on this journey we call life with us.
Stay safe out there and, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We love you guys so much. There are a few different ways you can support our show. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us move up the charts. You can also tell a friend about the show, post it on social media, and you can join our Patreon. It's where you can get bonus episodes from us and lots of really fun content and ways to interact with the show. That's at patreon.com/selfhelpless. And if you go to selfhelplesspodcast.com, that's where you can get links to all of our individual stuff. Delaney, where can people find you?
You can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. You can find the online courses there, one-on-one creative consulting, watch my comedy special, and find Dicks by Delaney there.
Perfect. Tay, where can people find you?
You can find me on TTomComedy.com for tour dates and links to everything else social media-wise. I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. You guys can find me at KelseyCook.com for all my tour dates. My Instagram is at KelseyCookComedy. Twitter is at KelseyCook. Please be sure to watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrists of Fury. I've had Delaney and Taylor on together. It was such a fun episode. And you can download and buy my album Savor It on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find comedy albums. We also want to give a shout out to our amazing producer, Lauren Mahoney, and our amazing editor, Emma Erdbrink. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye. Bye. Bye.